absolute deluge to deal with this morning if you actually have to physically go to work or drive anywhere, drop the kids off at camp or whatever this morning. So we can open up the WEEI Window World of Boston weather window. In Curtis's absence, and Chime can tell you how long the rain will last today.
Yeah, if you're going to go out there, Greg, you need an umbrella. It is pouring right now here in the city of Boston. There's actually a flood watch warning, as you mentioned. It's already puddling and ponding out there, so just be careful. Rain is forecasted now up until about 4 o'clock this afternoon. So that's when the flood watch will end. Hopefully that's when the rain will dissipate as well. It's currently 67 degrees here in the city of Boston. The high today is only 71. But the good news, next 3 days look great. Partly sunny, 79, 80, 78 over the weekend. So the weekend looking real nice for you,
like
Greg.
A legit full sun summer weekend.
Yep.
For once.
Correct.
Because we have not had one.
Yeah, and perfect temperature. Not going to be too hot out there, but it's going to be hot enough. You can go out and enjoy your day.
Excellent. All right. You could get a whole house full of windows installed for $99 a month from Window World of Boston. Mego is here for Courtney. Curtis is off for full abuse of flex day system for like a week and a half.
What's wrong with that? A week and a half? What is that? That's like eight shows?
Well, no, he took two and a half weeks off. It's already been a week.
2.5 weeks.
Oh.
I mean, it's just having your way with the flex day privilege.
May I ask?
Yes.
Peek behind the curtain. How far in advance did he ask for this?
I think it was well in advance. I don't. Wiggy tries to call me soft. I don't have any say in the matter.
Greg has no say.
It is the bland manager, the travel agent, the barista, Ken Laird.
Who also happens to be on vacation.
Who approves the vacation. Yeah. Mm. I mean, honestly, this week, isn't everybody on vacation this particular week?
Feels like it.
You already took your summer vacation.
I did. I took it 2 weeks ago.
Do you feel good about taking it early? I used to always take it in July. Now I'm taking it in August. Mm. And I feel like I like August better because I still have something to look forward to. Like now yours is done. You have nothing to look forward to.
I have nothing at all ever to look forward to. I like being there for training camp. Mm. So part of it is the role I'm in, the reporting role. I feel like I need to be there in August for Patriots stuff.
Right,
and
right.
Also, I'd much rather talk Patriots than Red Sox in June.
So, end of June,
I'll get away.
Are you bullish on these New England Patriots?
A little bit. It's hard to say I'm bullish when you hear other people around the market saying they think they're going to win 11 games. Well, I'm not that bullish. I'm not crazy.
Our pal Ted Johnson on the afternoon show yesterday has them at 10 wins.
Yeah. I mean,
so does Wiggy.
Yeah, I'm between 7 and 9.
Okay.
Okay.
I think that's reasonable.
I mean,
you won, as Shime said the other day, you really won 3 games last season, not 4. And so to go from 3 wins to 10 is... But then again, Ted Johnson was using as an example your beloved Washington Commanders
that he
yesterday
did.
Afternoon on this radio station and that turnaround.
I kind of feel like every other year there's a different team like that, right? Before the Commanders, it was the Houston Texans.
Yep.
Oh, look what the Texans did with just basically one draft when a new coach and their quarterback. I think it's still unusual to have that drastic of an improvement. I'm not saying they won't do it. I'm saying I think there's as much chance of them being a 9-win team as being a 7-win team.
So let me ask this question. You believe they can get to 9 wins?
I do.
So you don't think they have the ability to win one more game to get to 10?
Well,
I don't get, of course.
I just don't think it's likely.
So then you don't think it's likely they get to 9 wins?
Well, I think that's on the top end of the scale that I'm looking at. If you pin me down and say, choose one number.
Well,
I'd
that's
say
the
eight.
Purpose of...
I'd say 8.
Okay, so
eight
like
wins.
I said that they're probably a 9-10 win team.
I think there's just so much unknown, which can be a good thing. I know everybody's excited about what they added in free agency for the defense, and everybody loves Mike Vrabel and at least the mentality he's bringing to the team. But
Josh McDaniels.
We haven't seen it in action. Is an upgrade?
And
I love Drake May, but there's a lot of questions about... How's he going to manage the turnovers? How is he going to manage Josh McDaniels' system? How is Josh McDaniels, to Shime's concerns, going to manage Drake May? Mm-hmm. And I think all of that is fair to be a little bit skeptical about.
Yeah. All right. Let's get to this.
It's time for
Larry Bird's not walking through that door, fans.
They
don't let the Sox win this game.
Said it.
I'm just going to say, they want you to cook the dinner. At least they ought to let you shop for some of the groceries.
They said it. On the Greg Hill Show.
I'm not talking about this.
Everybody got the message?
They Said It is brought to you by Ketch's Law, and they are honoring those who built this incredible city. So if you know somebody who deserves recognition, please nominate them at WeBuiltThisCity.com. That's WeBuiltThisCity.com. Where would you like to start this morning, Shine?
Greg, let's begin with Coach Prime. We have talked a ton about NIL money in college sports on this very program, and Prime was asked about the NIL and how it's shaping college football at Big 12 Media. Here is what Dion had to say.
How do you believe NIL should be guardrailed now, especially with the revenue sharing?
I wish it was a cap. You know, like the top of the line player makes this, and if you're not that type of guy, you know you're not going to make that. That's what the NFL does. So the problem is you got a guy that's not that darn good, but he could go to another school and they give them $500,000, and you can't compete with that. That don't make sense. And you're talking about equality, not equality, like equal, I guess it was equality. And all you have to do is look at the playoffs and see what those teams spent, and you understand darn near why they're in the playoffs. Mm-hmm. It's kind of hard to compete with somebody who's giving $25, $30 million to a darn freshman class.
Right.
It's crazy. We're not complaining because all these coaches up here can coach their butts off and give them the right opportunity with the right players and play here and there, you'll be there. But it's what's going on right now don't make sense. And we want to say stuff, but we're trying to be professional. But you're going to see the same teams darn near at the end and with somebody who sneaks up in there. But the team that pays the most is going to be there in it.
Well, to me, that don't make sense because it's similar to the NFL, because you're going to pay a guy what you believe he's worth. So if that guy is worth $500,000 at another school.
But what he's saying is there's not all schools are equal when it comes to the money that they can spend on it.
No, I get that part of it.
So, like, we were talking the other day about the tackle.
Texas Tech.
Who's getting $5 million at Texas Tech. Like, right. There are just schools that cannot do that. It's not fair. It's not equitable.
Right, but that's like having the starting point of believing that all the schools are equitable before NIL.
Right.
If you're touring schools and you're an athlete, you go to one school and they have a brand new locker room, brand new workout room, all brand new dorms, and you go to another school and it's stuff dating back to the 80s.
So Michigan,
it's already starting from a point
Michigan,
where it's
FSU,
not equal. You
whatever have always had an advantage anyway.
Right.
So all those schools have. Like the kid who's going to Texas Tech, for example, they obviously got a nice big boost because Patrick Mahomes helped redo their facilities. So Texas Tech.
You got it.
I got it. Has the ability to pay him $5 million because they have the donors that are willing to do that. If BC doesn't have it, it's not on Texas Tech to be like, oh, we need to pay the kids the same amount of money that BC kids get paid or NC State, depending on the school. Because if your school's bringing in a lot of money because of football, then that's on the football program to say, we can afford to pay this guy that. Yeah. Why should they have to go?
I mean, prior to it being where it is now, Deion had an advantage because there were kids that wanted to go and play for Deion Sanders, right?
So just like Nick Saban always had an advantage because people wanted to play for Nick Saban.
UNC is hoping the bill provides that advantage.
And they're also now getting money from the alumni and these other people who go, oh, look, we have Deion. Deion's going to help turn this program around, so I want to invest the same way. You'll have the alumni down in North Carolina going, oh, Bill Belichick, let's give him money. So now Bill Belichick can say, we'll give this quarterback 2 years, $8 million. The same with Deion, when 2 years prior to that, Colorado stunk. And they couldn't get the same money.
So you're saying sour grapes from Deion Sanders.
Yeah, that's all it is.
Okay. All right, what's next, Shine?
Well, Greg, Mark Wahlberg was hanging out with Tom Brady and made some comments that seemed a little interesting about the Las Vegas Raiders. Here was Mark Wahlberg.
You know, it's crazy because we're going to end up, and I know people are going to give me a lot of for this, but I live in Vegas.
Okay.
Yeah. Tom's got a piece of the Raiders.
a lot of my friends just got a piece of the Raiders. I went to six Raiders home games last year. I didn't make it to any New England games because I live far away. I started driving my car, golf cart just got painted black. Well, I didn't even know it.
Oh, no, he did it on purpose.
Painted black.
I love it.
At least they put the municipal logos instead of the Raider logo. But listen, could easily find me being a listen, I'm on the home team.
Whoa.
Oh, come on, Mike.
I'm out on Marky Mark. He's going to be an owner of the Raiders. He blows out. He has zero faith in the New England Patriots in the Super Bowl.
Left at halftime.
Coming back against the Falcons. And now he's going to be an owner of the Raiders. I'm done. I will never see another Marky Mark movie.
Then again, though, Greg, he's our friend. He did appear on the program.
So what? I don't care about that. I'm done with him.
I don't mind you having a piece of the Raiders and owning money and investment, but you got to be like, I have a little piece, but my heart and my ties bleed with New England.
No, he didn't say that. He said he hasn't been to a Patriots game since he left early in the Super Bowl.
Yeah. And it would be different if the Patriots...
And then blamed it on his kids being sick, which is the ultimate.
If the Patriots were still like a 10-win team plus, then you'd be like, oh, you want to go cheer for the Raiders? Whatever, have fun. But this is the time when you're supposed to show your loyalty.
And he's like, well, it's a far way away from New England.
Yeah.
Bruh, every time I see you, you're on a PJ going somewhere. You can't get a private jet from Vegas to Boston.
I'm going to call him Fairweather Mark.
Yeah.
Going forward.
Can't do that.
Maybe he's just like Curtis. Maybe he's just a Tom Brady fan.
So then is he going to jump on the...
What is he, 7? Like, come on. Yeah.
Is he going to jump on the new basketball team that goes to Vegas and go, you know what, now my heart lies with them?
The Athletics are moving to Vegas, right? Am I right about that?
Yeah.
That was the plan,
Yeah. All right, what's next?
Well, Greg, Derek White, very glad to be staying with the Boston Celtics. Here was Derek White on NBC Sports Boston talking about being still in Boston.
I didn't feel too worried about anything. My agent and Brad have been talking, and like all the other rumors and stuff, I wasn't really too worried about. Or I feel like it's cool to be wanted by other teams, but I wanted to stay in Boston, and I was glad they wanted to keep me.
Listen, the man gave up his teeth for us. I'm delighted that he's here.
And I'm
sure you are as well, right? We got to talk Celtics with you because you are our Celtics insider. So maybe at 8:20, I want your thoughts on this team and where they are going.
That sounds good.
That sound good?
I'm very happy Derek White is still here. I think he is a core piece of what the Celtics are going to be looking to do in the future. So unless somebody gave up the farm for him completely, I just don't think that they were going to move on from him.
Where are you on Al Horford? He's probably gone, right?
Yes. So Brad Stevens said the other day he's likely gone. Yeah. And that's sad. I like losing Kristaps Porzingis and Drew Holiday is sad. With Al Horford, it just was, to me, in my mind, like never really going to line up in terms of his age, what he's probably going to get, which is going to be like probably over $9 million a year.
Right.
And what the Celtics are doing with their spending this year just doesn't make sense.
Yeah. And why not? Al probably wants to go to a contender if he knows he's only going to play another year or two. Go to a team like Golden State or I think maybe Cleveland was interested.
He might retire still.
Yeah, he might do that.
I mean, Wiggy, you tell me. Like, he's 39. He's got a wife and kids. If the only real option is Golden State, that makes sense. Maybe Denver. He's telling his family, like, we're going to pack everything up for 1 year and move out there.
Well, maybe they won't go, but he'll, like, if he's... Because I always look at it like this. If you want to retire, like, you know you want to retire. You might think about it for a little bit, but at the end of the day, you go, you know what? I'm done. When you're kind of like, that means that's telling me you still want to play. You're just looking for that right spot to play that final season. And I think he still wants to play, and he's just waiting to see what team that is where he can go, all right, I know what my role's going to be.
Like if it's the Warriors or something like that, and he gets $9 million, and he feels like they could be close, then he's...
And I know what my role is. Maybe I start in Golden State, but I'm not playing a ton of minutes because, you know, they're going to make sure they're taking care of me, and this is a team that's going to have the ability to contend. So I think Al's looking for that situation more than he wants to retire.
All right, that is They Said It. Quick back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports. And we will get to today's news next without Courtney. Shime, you handling the news today?
I sure am, Greg. Ew. I'm ready.
Woo.
BDE over there.
What can I say? I'm rocking and rolling.
Okay, we'll get to the news next.